Tailgate Radio.
Are you happy with what's going on in the NFL right now?
You know, that's a great thing here. I mean, that's why it's called the NFL, the Never Figures League. I mean, they took the initials National Football League and changed it to NFL Never Figures League. I mean, I do amazing things like that. I mean, this is what football is all about, and that's parody in the league. When I say parody, I don't mean like a song that rhymes and sounds like another song that isn't that song. I mean the parody like equality. This guy has always got food around, and I weigh about 45 pounds. So he makes me feel big. I mean, and I do. I took the phone back from Robin quicker than you ever seen, so I take the phone back. But I mean, that's just the way it is right now. You got to believe it is. That's unbelievable what's happening here. Wake up, Romy. This will be great. Dude, this is phenomenal. What was I thinking?
Oh, and Jim Rome joins the cavalcade of stars here on the John Madden.
Please, do not interrupt my pauses. I'm in the middle of one.
Back. That was a great pause. Frag me. Yeah, you know, he's the guy. That's the thing about Romy. I love him, but he racks himself a lot.
Phenomenal. Folks, if you haven't figured it out by now, we're not talking to John Madden or Al Pacino or Robin Williams or Scooby-Doo or Jim Rome or any of those guys. We're talking to one man and one man only. He is Frank Caliendo. You know him from Mad TV and also NFL on Fox. And you can always find him at www.frankcaliendo.com.
Let me say this, too. There's another one that I have that's MaddenGuy.com. It takes you to the same thing. I think you can ever spell Caliendo. Madden guy or impression guy or impersonation guy.
Here's a guy who bought like 50 different websites so he could say it a bunch of different times on the radio and make it look like he wasn't a whore.
Well, Frank, thanks for coming in. Best of luck to you this NFL season on NFL on Fox.
Hey, I really thank you guys for having me on.
Listening to Tailgate Radio.
Amazing, ain't it?
Some of us have come to call it the freak show.